This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And, well, it's a slightly different lineup. This week on this Thursday night, it's Daryl, as usual.
Roger.
And Chris.
Roger Paxton from the Lava Flow podcast, whose voice you have heard if you listen to the Forkfest episodes.
Yes.
From this past Forkfest that happened just before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Roger, thanks for coming out all the way from the wrong side of the state. Yeah. I say in jest.
We have different perspectives on that, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, so, again, Roger Paxton joining us, and, well, we have brought things to the table that we will get to here momentarily, including Stormy Daniels being arrested because somebody touched her buttocks.
Yikes.
We'll tell you about it, but first to the phones, where, again, you can call in and join us, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Milton calling in from New York. Milton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi there. I had two questions. Well, I guess one of these questions is for all of you. The other one is for Daryl. The first question I had was, who do you guys think would be a suitable candidate for the presidency, for the Libertarian nomination in 2020? And the second question I had, which is for Daryl, is since he's the chairman, or I believe he's the chair of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
Former chair.
Well, as somebody who has experience as a former chair, who do you personally think, are there any Libertarians you could personally see posing a threat to Jeanine Hampton in 2 years, since she's up, you know, for the Senate in 2 years?
Hold on. Who was the person you were asking about?
Gene Shaheen.
Oh, Gene Shaheen. Okay, I didn't catch the name. I don't know. You know, that's still 2 years away. And as long as the election laws stay what they are, to where, well, you know, basically everybody just assumes that Republicans and Democrats are the only quote-unquote valid options, a lot more has to change other than just a good, solid libertarian saying that they're running for Senate. But I really want to hear Roger's answer to the question you asked about who would be a good presidential candidate in 2020.
My answer would be none of the above. I mean, simply because, look, we keep putting milquetoast candidates up there and we keep getting nothing for it. We started off with Bob Barr. Gary Johnson, while he was better in 2012 than he was in 2016, he was still not great in 2012, sadly.
Right.
But now we're looking at potentially Bill Weld in 2020. Oh, my, give me a break.
I hope not.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't play party politics.
Right.
I mean, I understand that people with common interests and common ideas want to get together and try to promote their ideas. But I spent 30 years actively in the Republican Party and, well, that didn't get me anything except for higher government spending and a lot of bombs being dropped. And I just, you know, it's the whole system to me is just bad. So well, I just don't like to really, I don't, not that I don't like to play in it. I just don't care.
Right. Well, I spent a decade with the Libertarian Party of Arkansas as chair and secretary and several other different positions over that decade. And we literally got nothing for it. You know, I killed myself over and over again. Our memberships went up. We got on the ballot for the first time in Arkansas history.
That's a big deal.
The efforts that we put in, but we got nothing for it. We elected literally a constable. A constable. Big deal. That
we don't even have those in New Hampshire. Right. But Milton, I want to turn the question back to you. Who would you like to see run in 2020?
I would say they need to, well, here's the thing. I think instead of getting big, shiny, you know, ex-governors and whatnot, I think they should get, I would say somebody like Larry Sharp. I think Larry Sharp said he doesn't want to run, but if we were to get somebody like Larry Sharp, I think people would take the Libertarian Party a lot more seriously.
Possible, and I think the reason Larry right now is saying that he's not interested is he's focusing on that gubernatorial race in New York, to where if he winds up getting 50,000 votes, and Milton, thank you for the call, if Larry Sharp winds up getting 50,000 votes for governor in New York, then the Libertarians retain ballot access until the next election. Right. And he's focusing on that. He doesn't want anybody to think that, you know, he's only using the election as a stepping stone.
Politicians don't. Oh, never mind.
So the latest name that's been thrown out after the convention is Arvin Vora.
Yeah, where he announced during the convention that he was seeking the nomination.
After he lost his vice chair nomination or his vice chair race, which,
right.
You know, I'm glad to see that, frankly, because he's a voice that's needed.
Right.
Now, I don't agree with the way that he was doing messaging a lot of the time as the vice chair, but as president, not presidential candidate, I think that's great. I'm glad to see that.
Yep. And again, your calls and thoughts, welcome about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So Stormy Daniels is back in the news.
It almost seems like she didn't leave
that. I was just going to say.
And possibly in the nude.
Oh, well, okay.
Now we're tuning in.
Well, but again,
now you have my undivided attention.
Reason.com has the article. It begins, they are devoted law enforcement resources, or rather, they are devoting law enforcement resources to sting operations for this. Adult film star and locus of national scandal Stormy Daniels was arrested last night at Sirens, a strip club in Columbus, Ohio. The stop was part of a tour Daniels was taking across the country, which included a visit to Washington, D.C. on Monday and Tuesday nights. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who is representing Stormy Daniels in her lawsuit against Donald Trump, tweeted early Thursday morning that Daniels was arrested while, quote, performing the same act she has performed across the nation at nearly 100 strip clubs. This was a setup and politically motivated. It reeks of desperation. We will fight all bogus charges.
Good.
At the D.C. show, the author says that they were at on Monday night. Daniels got up close and personal with the audience, but in a clearly theatrical way. This seems to have continued in Columbus, where she was arrested for allegedly allowing a customer to come in contact with her in a non-sexual manner.
Wow. Daryl, I think we came in contact that way at dinner tonight.
Did we shake hands earlier?
We did.
That was contact in a non-sexual.
Well, it wasn't.
Hold on.
Part,
it wasn't for me.
Hold on.
It may have been for you.
Neither of you were in a nude or semi-nude state as a performer.
Under my clothes, I am not wearing a thing.
Ohio prohibits touching in either sexual or non-sexual ways between a nude or semi-nude performer and a member of the audience at a quote-unquote sexually-oriented establishment.
Well, we are performers, right? Well,
but that's also a First Amendment issue, if you think about
definitely.
It. I mean, what if that's part of your performance? What if, you know, being touched...
Doesn't seem to be.
Well, I mean, it could be. I mean, it depends on what your performance is. There's all different sorts of performances that could involve, you know, some sort of a touching that is not sexual in nature. So I think that that's a big First Amendment issue that she could really go after them on.
Now, the police report here is very, very interesting and interestingly worded. Reason says, according to the report, Daniels, while topless and wearing a G-string, touched an undercover police officer in a specific anatomical area.
Okay. Undercover cop. Undercover cop?
Right.
Yeah. Undercover cop. Really? So, yeah, this wasn't a
thing. Was he also semi-nude?
Doesn't say, but specific anatomical area. That could be toe, finger, top of the head. Like, those are all specific anatomical areas. It's not specified in the police report what the anatomical area was.
Well, I'm sure it would come out in court.
Specifically, she is accused of putting, quote, both hands of the officer on her buttocks and then her breast on the officer's face.
Oh, dear. This is happening in a strip club?
I'm thinking, what's the problem with this?
Yeah, the lawyer tweeted, quote, are you kidding me? They're devoting law enforcement resources to sting operations for this?
Right.
There has to be higher priorities. Are there higher priorities than busting strippers for allowing someone to touch their butt? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. Plus, Sesta Fosta back in the news. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris.
And Roger, I forgot to tell you that I will point to you during the intro.
When you said I was in the third chair, I assumed that meant I was the third voice, but now I know.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. It's really weird. But as far as like the pushing of the buttons over here, that's the third mic, but you're kind of the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that we got that straight.
Right.
Yes. Oh, and for those of you watching on the Twitch or the YouTubes, I did finally hit the turn on the camera.
Yeah, thanks button. To David for letting us know.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, so before the show, I did all of the things, and by all of the things, I mean all of them, except hit the start the stream button.
You need a checklist. That's what you need is a checklist.
Like a pilot.
I mean, I even have a checklist for my podcast. Every day I do a podcast, I have a checklist.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. They work,
so
Daryl.
You can watch us on the Twitch, and that's over at twitch.lrn.fm. Most of the time, what you will find on that feed is either Free Talk Live or another show being produced from the LRN studio. But every now and then, you will find somebody, probably Ian, playing some video games on their twitch.lrn.fm. So we're talking about the arrest of Stormy Daniels in Ohio for the dastardly crime of allowing a patron to touch her butt.
Oh, my goodness. How could she, right?
No decency?
Again, the law in Ohio prohibits touching, sexual or otherwise, between a nude or semi-nude performer and a member of the audience at a sexually oriented establishment. According to the police report, Daniels, while topless and wearing a G-string, allowed an undercover police officer to touch her in a specific anatomical area. Specifically, both of his hands were placed on her butt, and then her breast on his face.
Remind me not to go to Ohio, because it just sounds like a really boring place.
Yeah, if you ever go to Ohio, also take a sandwich.
A sandwich. Why a sandwich? Oh.
Because the food's not that good in Ohio.
Okay. That depends on where you're at. I'm going to beg to differ with you on that. There's some good restaurants in the Cleveland area.
All right.
I've been to
Columbus. Columbus was the restaurant I had in Columbus.
Cleveland was the first place I ever went in Ohio, and I have to say I wasn't pleased with the food there.
You got to know where to go.
I was in Columbus not too terribly long ago. The Waffle House, you know, like, it's Waffle House. You know what you're getting at a Waffle House. So I was not disappointed. And then I ate at a Bob Evans for the first time, and I had no clue what to expect, but I was somehow disappointed.
You just get sausage and lots of stuff like that, but that's not really experiencing the flavor of a state by saying I went to Waffle House and Bob Evans.
I also ate at some roadside place and ordered biscuits and gravy, and they put beef gravy on a biscuit.
That sounds delicious.
No, it was absolutely horrible.
What?
And then when I said, oh, I thought I was getting sausage gravy, they said, well, ain't nobody ever complained about it before. And then I hear some truckers sitting at the next table to me
complaining about it.
The same thing, and the woman gave them the same response. Ain't nobody ever complained about it before. I'm like, I just did 45 seconds ago. But continuing on with this article here from Reason, you have more food experience.
No, I just want to get back to the Reason story. What disturbs me most is Ohio seems to be big on undercover cops in strip joints, and I'm sorry, but there are probably more important things going on in Ohio than being concerned where hands get placed in a club that is designed for adult entertainment.
Like people putting spaghetti on top of their chili.
Right. And I would really like to know, what was the motivation to go place undercover officers in this? Had they had complaints of children sneaking in past the bouncer? Were they dealing drugs out of their G-strings? I mean, what's the deal here? And I suspect they're going to come up with some, we had an anonymous tip indicating that one of those highly unlikely things that I just listed was reported.
Have to be able to tell us what's moral, right? Because if they aren't the moral police, then who's going to tell us what's moral and what's not? Somebody has to do that.
And again, Stormy Daniels' lawyer Michael Avenatti tweeted, "Are you kidding me? They're devoting law enforcement resources to sting operations for this. There has to be higher priorities." The recent article continues, higher priorities for local cops than getting to take in naked ladies for a few hours and then assert their authority over the most famous of them. Avenatti can't be that naive. Daniels was officially charged with 3 misdemeanor counts of touching a patron at a sexually oriented business. She's slated to be arraigned in the Franklin Municipal Court on Friday morning. She will plead not guilty, according to Avenatti. In a statement, Daniels announced that she would have to cancel her second scheduled night of Columbus performances, saying, "I deeply apologize to my fans in Columbus." And, of course, Donald Trump, as he likes to do, took to Twitter, saying, quote, "Presidents have been trying unsuccessfully for years to get Germany and other rich NATO nations to pay more towards their protection from Russia. They pay only a fraction of their cost. The U.S. pays tens of billions of dollars too much to subsidize Europe and big losses, big on trade."
What does that have to do with Stormy Daniels?
I don't know, but it's in the recent article.
That makes no sense whatsoever. I cannot read Donald Trump tweets anymore on my PC because I run the extension that says "Make our president 8 again." So it converts all... Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
It converts all of Donald Trump's tweets on Twitter to look like they're hand-scrawled by an 8-year-old with a crayon.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
So it takes me like 30 seconds to read one tweet.
Right. So I just realized that this recent article is the hit-and-run blog, so they have several different things, and I just thought that it happened to have been somewhat related, but no, it is not.
Come on, Darryl.
I've got another story, which may be sort of a follow-up to this story.
Yeah, go ahead.
This comes to us from The Wrap. Stormy Daniels' arrest sparks internal police review. Quote, "A mistake was made," Chief says. So, do you want me to continue with this?
Yeah,
see where this
is
going?
I mean, it was the mistake that the cop was just wrong, or the mistake that they arrested her for this?
He forgot to tip. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
The arrest of porn star and Donald Trump accuser Stormy Daniels at an Ohio strip club earlier Thursday will be reviewed internally. I hope that means the arrest and not Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
Columbus Police Chief Kim Jacobs said Thursday in a statement published to the police department's Twitter account, Jacobs allowed that, quote, "A mistake was made and I accept full responsibility," unquote.
Wow. Strong language.
Quote, "The facts behind the charges and the behavior witnessed by the vice officers are a matter of public record, and the officers were well within their area of responsibility when taking enforcement actions," Jacob said. "Nevertheless, a mistake was made, and I accept full responsibility. While the presence of vice officers at the establishment is reasonable," this is the chief continuing, "the motivations behind the officers' actions will be reviewed internally to ensure that our core values and duty to serve our community to the best of our ability continue to be the basis for our actions," unquote, Jacobs added.
So I wonder if they're ever going to figure out that this entire arrest is just politically motivated to try to discredit Stormy Daniels and her lawsuit against Donald Trump.
Going for.
The charges were subsequently dismissed. We'll tell you more about that when we come back.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
FBI agent Peter Strzok told House lawmakers that his political biases never affected his work. He was also asked by Congressman Bob Goodlatte about some of those texts that he sent to FBI agent Lisa Page.
On August 26, 2016, you texted Ms. Page, quote, just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support. And smell is in capital letters, all capital letters.
What I meant by that was living in Northern Virginia, having traveled 100 and 150 miles south within the same state, I was struck by the extraordinary difference in the expression of political opinion and belief amongst the community there.
And from you where described I that as smell in capital letters.
Sir, that was a choice of the quick choice of words in a time.
All right. The Justice Department today filed an appeal to a federal judge's decision to approve the $85 billion AT&T Time Warner merger. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But Bitcoin.com wants you to know that SaveAtPurse.com is now accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH, directly. Yeah, that's right. Previously, they were only accepting Bitcoin, BTC, and they had Shapeshift integration to where you could use a couple dozen variants, or not necessarily variants of Bitcoin, but different what are referred to as altcoins. But they've actually implemented direct Bitcoin Cash BCH integration there at saveatpurse.com. It's a website that you can go to and save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more. I've actually got an order that I'm expected to, or rather I am saving 19% on. The order has been shipped. I'm just waiting on it to actually wind up arriving. And then once it arrives, I go back into the account and I click this button that says confirm delivery. And then the person that purchased the 3 pounds of turmeric for me from Amazon, they get the Bitcoin. I've got the product and everybody winds up being happy. SaveAtPurse.com, again, accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH, directly through the site. Let's go back. Actually, Chris, you had more on this
Stormy Daniels
situation.
Yes, and we talked about basically this was an apology from the police chief. So we're all sort of reading this for the first time,
right.
And the last line we read to you, the charges were subsequently dismissed. Daniels' lawyer Michael Avenatti called the arrest a setup and politically motivated. Quote, it reeks of desperation, unquote, Avenatti added in a tweet Thursday. Avenatti later tweeted the prosecutors agreed to dismiss the charges in part because of a strict reading of state law indicating that it applies to employees of an establishment and not to guest performers like his client. Daniels, who had filed a lawsuit against Trump, maintains that she had an affair with Trump more than a decade ago and was paid $130,000 in hush money prior to the 2016 presidential election. Trump has denied having an affair with Daniels. Daniels intended to perform at the club again Thursday night, though Avenatti tweeted Thursday that his client is, quote, looking for another club in the area.
Yeah, I don't really blame her for looking for another club. Now, it is interesting that you're saying that this law on the books there in Ohio only applies to employees.
Right.
And
there was, contractors, I guess.
Right. Right. And, well, there was actually something that wound up passing the legislature here in New Hampshire to say that dancers and I believe most musicians
mm-hmm.
would no longer be considered employees of the establishment because employees are prohibited from consuming an alcoholic beverage
right.
while on the clock. But if you're singing a song or performing music, then under prior to this law passing, you were being paid, so therefore employee,
right.
so you could not drink a beer. You could not raise up your glass, have a toast, and then drink.
I think my favorite example of this is brought to my attention by Doug Stanhope, a very famous comedian.
Yes.
I think we would all agree is a rather funny guy.
Yes.
And holds more than one libertarian point of view. But apparently in New York...
Also drinks a lot.
He does drink a lot.
That he does.
Apparently in New York, like in New York City, one show I was watching, he's openly smoking a cigarette. And he talks about it. You know what? New York says that you cannot smoke in a club unless you are a performer, and it is part of your act. So this is part of my act.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's...
Yeah, I definitely changed my act for that.
Right. I think just it's a place in London that under some, no smoking indoor thing...
Right.
There was that exemption, and so there was one specific club that, like, once a week or once a month, they wound
this.
Up doing improv night, and everybody that paid the cover charge was part of the show.
Right. As you walked in, you were part of this great improv experiment that involved the entire audience.
That's
and everyone,
a great way to get out of role to play.
Everybody was part of the show.
Yeah. Right.
So everybody could smoke on that one particular night.
Well, I guess I have to understand, why they have those kind of rules, because if you have somebody like Andrew Dice Clay, for example, I mean, it is his part of his shtick
right.
to have the cigarette and the alcohol in his hand while he does the show.
Dickery,
so,
dickery, dock.
Yeah, so I mean,
you
I guess
can't
you
can't finish the rest of that on the radio.
He wasn't going to.
I wasn't
going
to do that, Daryl.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could understand why, in those areas where they have those strict rules, they make the exception.
Right. And to be clear, I have nothing nothing wrong with a business owner deciding that they want to have a non-smoking club.
Of course.
And if they feel that, and I think in today's world, I think if there were no laws that prohibited smoking in restaurants or bars or whatever, I suspect that the majority of restaurants and bars would remain non-smoking because... smoking is not a popular thing anymore.
They would wind up like what airports, some of them do, to where they have one room that is well ventilated that is specifically the smoking room.
Which airport are you referring to?
Denver has one, for example.
Oh, I've been
there. In that one many times. So I used to travel a lot before I moved up to New Hampshire for my job. 3 weeks a month I traveled. So I was in those airports a lot, and I smoked back then.
Real
cigarettes, not the vape.
Right.
And so I would always look for those airports that had them. But you walk into those rooms, and you can't see.
Yeah.
You can't breathe. It is horrible. But when you need need that fix, you need that fix.
I have a picture I took in that airport in Denver, and if you get the right angle, you can basically get a picture of it saying Kids Zone with an arrow pointing to the sign that says Smoking Lounge.
Oh, that's great.
It was perfect.
Oh, I thought you were going to say at the right angle you could see the Illuminati hiding in the airport, because that is one of the conspiracies.
Hey, I've checked them
Let's
out.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, a couple of battles talking about. One of them won't be as easy to win. The first one won't be as easy to win as the second one. The battle where the bureaucrats have this way of saying, you don't matter. Okay? The temp agency sends you out on a job ticket, or you're going out to a job interview. You need directions how to get here. They tell you what highway to take and what exit to get out at instead of what subway stop to get out at and what bus to take. Okay? But you're getting close, and you're trying to follow the directions. You take Elm Street, you go north three blocks. Now, is this Elm Street? You walk up to the street corner, and what do the potholes do? They put up a street name blade for one of the streets and not the other, because everybody who matters already knows what the other street is.
And right.
So, I mean, they put up a pole. They put up they send somebody out there with the truck and everything to put up one street name blade as their in-your-face way of saying, you don't matter. And they don't do that.
Tom, just be glad that they have some of the streets named, because I used to live in a town where none of the streets had signs and nobody knew what the street names were.
Oh,
thank you for the call.
No, it's where the streets have no name.
Yes, the U2 song.
Right.
But no, I did live in a town in Pennsylvania where none of the streets had names for the first 4 years that I was living there. And when I asked for directions, everybody would tell you where something used to be.
I can tell you every street name in my hometown. Main Street, 2nd Street, and 3rd Street.
That sounds like my wife's hometown.
That was
That's
it.
Pretty good.
That was it. It was easy.
What was there also, like Cattle Drive or something?
Well, there were more cattle than people probably in this town.
The last time I took my girlfriend back there, we did watch girls who just happened to be riding horses go down through the center of town. And, yes, we used to get out of school in high school to go chase Slim Emmert's cattle off the football field. This would occur about once a year when he was driving his cattle through town.
But did you put both of your hands?
So football had been invented by that time, so it was not prior to the Civil War.
Here we go, yes. But we did wear leather helmets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That is old school.
Yeah.
No face mask?
No, not for us.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there more on this Stormy Daniels situation?
Not much.
And plus Sesta Fosta back in the news. We'll tell you about that and more coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Roger.
And Chris. And want to make sure that I tell you about a website that a lot of libertarians have been wanting something like this for a long time, and that is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, at Free Talk Live, we're helping build one. It's liberty.menu. Liberty.menu sort of relaunched about a year ago, and it's a tool for our community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. And one thing that is really nice about liberty.menu is they make sure that all of the business listings are current and up to date. Chris, I know that you recently had to renew your business on liberty.menu. I've added a bunch of things. I've had to renew those. And there's also sort of a Yelp aspect thing to where you can rate businesses, like you can review them. And there's kind of a social networking aspect to where you can actually connect and share with other users. And use of liberty.menu is exclusively for those individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu.
Well, we've been talking about Stormy Daniels and the arrest that occurred in Ohio at a strip club, and apparently this was technically, according to Ohio law, not at all against the law, because it only applies to employees and people who are there as contractors and things like that, like, or as hired performers for a specific event, just are not subject to those same laws.
And, of course, the officer was ignorant of the law, which is surprising how much that happens. You know, we're not allowed to be ignorant of the law.
No, well, the Supreme Court ruled a couple of years ago that officers' ignorance of the law is very much an excuse, as long as they're, quote-unquote, acting in good faith.
Yeah.
This reminds me of I was driving home, a year ago or so, and got pulled over by an officer. Of course, I immediately start filming the interaction, and it was nothing. It was 5 miles over the speed limit, you know. And he says, "You can't film me." I said, "Well, yes, actually, I can." A good friend of mine made certain that I could in this state with Guernica versus the city of Ware, New Hampshire. And yep. He had no idea what I was talking about, and this was an officer of the law.
To be fair, most officers don't know all the court cases that may affect, you know what I mean?
They also don't know most of the RSAs either.
Right.
RSA being revised statutes annotated.
But whether he knew the exact law or not, or the exact case, is
right.
I get that. But not knowing that I was allowed to legally record him, now that's where I had that.
Yeah, and wouldn't you think if I were managing a police department and something as consequential as whether people could record us or not while we were doing our job, don't you think I'd put out a memo? You know, I might stick something on the bulletin board, here's a change, and it affects everybody.
Hey, guys, just a reminder, this is allowed, even though you might not think
right.
it is.
Well, I went, it was Farmington, New Hampshire, and I actually went to the website for the police chief and was going to send an email. He didn't even have his email address on there, so I had to send it to them on Facebook.
Wow. Let's go to the phones, actually, to the Discord, where we've got Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in on the Discord. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Well, I'm going to talk about what Ian said yesterday, but before I do that, I wanted to say that most of the Goonerman Goon Squad have every bit of... They're perfectly aware that you can record them. What they do is they lie about it, because probably 20% of the people or whatever are going to just say, "Oh, okay, I'll turn it off then," because they know perfectly well you can record them. But the first thing they're going to say is, "It's illegal for you to record me," and they're just bluffing. They're hoping that you'll turn your camera off.
Sometimes I think I can only speak for New Hampshire. You know, or at least with most recent knowledge in New Hampshire, we've got a lot of small departments. I mean, we got a lot of towns that may have a cop, may have a part-time cop, things like that.
I mean, you gotta be a pretty stupid rock in this current society to not know that all these YouTube clips of cops doing what they're doing is perfectly legal.
Yeah, but we are talking about the backwoods.
Right.
So, I mean, where I live, it's pretty much off the beaten path. There's not a whole lot out there. These are little bitty towns. So I would definitely chalk this one up as to officer ignorance. However, there's no reason why it should have been the case. I mean, the chief, like you said, should have absolutely put out a memo.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, the state sent all the chiefs of police in the state a memo about the Carla Guernica versus Ware, New Hampshire, after that happened, so that they would be aware. So there's no reason he shouldn't have.
Right, and there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things where, you know, like, say, the Secretary of State or some other high-level bureaucrat will send a notice to all of the city and town clerks about things, and they still wind up saying, "Oh, yeah, no, that's not the thing." We're still a year and a half. Hold on, Gene. I'll let you get to your thought in just a second. A year and a half after the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire got ballot access, we still have town clerks telling people that they're not allowed to register libertarians.
And we faced the same thing in Arkansas for 2 or 3 years afterwards.
So go ahead, Gene.
At any rate, that's not what I called about. I called about what's been going on the last two nights, and I know Ian's not on tonight, and that's unfortunate because Ian called me out, and I wasn't able to respond. And now I'm calling Ian out, and he isn't able to respond. So I guess that makes us fair. But
I'll let you say your piece and then ask you to call in tomorrow.
Here's the history. No, I may not be able to call in tomorrow. So this is I can call in tonight. I wasn't able to call in last night. I can call in tonight. I'm setting the record straight. Two nights ago, Melanie was on, and she talked about how she didn't think libertarians can be cops. And I called in support of that and calling out Mark and Ian because they said libertarians can be cops. And my position was no, libertarians can't be cops. Somehow, Ian turned that around to, oh, Gene the Christian Anarchist and Big Olaf and Melanie all think that if you're jaywalking and a cop calls you out on that, gives you a ticket, you're allowed to shoot them dead. No, we've never said any such stupid thing. But he was ranting yesterday about how we support killing cops willy-nilly. And I don't like it. I don't appreciate him saying that kind of stuff about me on the air. And Ian, knowing me for as many years as he does, should know better. I mean, he should know that I do not support any kind of murder. And that's what that is. That's a murder. Now, I don't like the Goonerman Goon Squad, and I don't like what they do to people. And I say my position is you cannot be a libertarian and be part of the Goonerman Goon Squad.
And I couldn't agree more with that.
Okay. But I never said if you get a ticket for jaywalking, you can shoot the cop dead. That's absurd. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Of course it is. But what would be the proper amount of force that you could use to defend yourself against that ticket? And that's a good question.
Well,
I don't know
that. You're going to, I think that you use your verbal skills.
I
don't think that rises to the level of violence. Now, it's different if, you know, I didn't pay parking tickets and they pull a SWAT team on my house. You know, I think I'm perfectly within my rights to take a 50 caliber machine gun and gun them all down. I don't have a 50 caliber machine gun, but I'm saying that if they were to rise to that level and try to restrict somebody's rights, throw them in jail, or possibly kill them. I mean, if you've got a SWAT team outside your house, you've got a very good chance of being dead. So,
true.
You know, if you're meeting that level of force, then you have a right to defend with that level of force. See what I'm saying?
And I think that that's where Melanie has her disconnect because, you know, rising to that level of force is darn near impossible for 99.99% of people.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't do it.
And
so
trying to do that
is going to do nothing to get you dead.
Right.
And the people that do have that capability, because there are people that have 50 caliber machine guns. I mean, it's not illegal to own a 50 caliber machine gun. You just got to jump through an awful lot of hoops, and it costs you about $50,000 for one. So they're not exactly cheap. So for somebody to say that they could respond in that matter, they've already got to be quite wealthy. So that kind of a person, if you're quite wealthy, the chances of a SWAT team surrounding your house is pretty slim.
So how does this all change once everybody can just, I'm going to print a 50 cal full auto machine gun
from defense distributor.
Well,
right.
We're still a long way from that capability as far as 3D printing. I have a 3D printer.
Yep.
I do 3D printing, and I know what the level of that is. We currently don't have metallic 3D printing that's affordable.
Right.
There is metal 3D printing out there. But
yeah,
it's not
and we've
affordable.
Got and we've got CNC.
Gene, thank you for the call. Thanks for setting that record straight. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.